as a paid student in physics to the government laboratories at South Kensington, and therein he describes himself as the son of a military bootmaker, cobbler in the vulgar tongue of Dover, and lists his various examination proofs of a high proficiency in chemistry and mathematics. With a certain want of dignity, he seeks to enhance these attainments by a profession of poverty and disadvantages, and he writes of the laboratory as the jail of his ambitions, a slip which reinforces his claim to have devoted himself exclusively to the exact sciences. The document is endorsed in a manner that shows Filmer was admitted to this coveted opportunity, but until quite recently, no traces of his success in the government institution can be found. It has now, however, been shown that, in spite of his professed zeal for research, Filmer, before he had held this scholarship a year, was tempted by the possibility of a small increase in his immediate income to abandon it in order to become one of the 9 pence an hour computers employed by a well-known professor in his vicarious conduct of those extensive researches of his in solar physics, researches which are still a matter of perplexity to astronomers.